USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and Vice President Harris are facing increased pressure to visit the Mexican border. Former President Trump says he's been invited to go down there.
The Border Patrol wants me to go. I don't think there's a rush for me to go. He's supposed to go and make the decision. A very, very bad decision was stay in Mexico where he ended that.
He spoke on Fox. 19 Republican senators went to the border, and they patrolled on foot and also went to visit the facility in Donna where they keep migrant children. Senator Ted Cruz was on the delegation that went to the center in Donna, Texas.
This needs to stop. It is a crisis. It is a tragedy. And it is a man-made crisis. This was avoidable. This was preventable.
He says roughly 10% of the people being held at the facility are testing positive for the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A desperate rescue effort is still underway in the Suez Canal in Egypt. More massive tugboats are heading there to help a cargo ship that ran aground and has been stuck blocking the canal for days. Shipping expert David Beard.
What will happen is that some goods might take an alternative measure, so longer sailings or go by air. That will be inflationary, and companies will pass that along. But what is pointed out is how fragile our hand-to-mouth global supply chain is.
Overnight, severe weather once again hitting the U.S. in the already storm-battered Deep South. Many states that tackled twisters earlier in the week are once again under tornado watches. This Alabama homeowner lost her roof in the storm.
By the grace of God that I was traveling, because I most likely would have been sitting there because, like I said, I'm not good with listening to the warnings, but I will listen to everyone from here on out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Spain is now rolling out new shutdown measures, and France is struggling to keep its outbreak under control. Beginning Wednesday in Spain, all travelers over 6 years old arriving from France will have to show a negative PCR test, which is the gold standard of COVID-19 tests and is taken in the previous 72 hours. On CNN, infectious disease and global health expert at the University of Oxford, Peter Drobek, spoke about the third wave of COVID-19 across the world.
Sometimes feels like Groundhog Day. You know, just a few weeks ago when we heard that a lot of states in the U.S. were starting to roll back restrictions and mask mandates, you know, we warned that if we pulled back before the rates of vaccination had increased sufficiently, we risked another surge. And just over the last week, of course, we saw first a plateauing at a very high level of transmission, and now we've seen a 7% increase over the last week. And the U.S. curve is really just a couple of weeks behind Europe, which is now reimposing lockdowns and facing a really terrifying surge. So it feels like we are making the same mistakes over and over again. There's reasons for optimism with vaccines, but it's not a reason to let our guard down.
You can listen to current news updated hourly or search through the archives and find a story that aired days ago. Listen to all the news all the time at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.